Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. We're wrapping up our comprehensive tax series this week with five critical episodes that bring everything together. Over the past several weeks, we've covered entity structures, depreciation strategies, passive loss rules, real estate professional status, 1031 exchanges, opportunity zones, the QBI deduction, and state tax considerations. This week, we're covering the final pieces of the tax puzzle: retirement accounts, health savings accounts, record keeping, mid-year tax planning, and how tax planning and cash flow work together. Today, we're starting with retirement accounts specifically designed for real estate investors and self-employed individuals, the solo 401k and the SEP IRA. These retirement accounts allow you to save significantly more than traditional IRAs, potentially reduce your current taxable income, and build tax-deferred or tax-free wealth for retirement. For real estate investors with self-employment income, these accounts are powerful tools that may reduce taxes while building long-term wealth. Today, I'm going to explain what solo 401ks and SEP IRAs are, how they work for real estate investors, contribution limits, tax benefits, and strategies to maximize these accounts. Let's start with why retirement accounts matter for real estate investors. As a real estate investor, you likely have multiple income streams: rental income, property management fees, consulting income, flipping income, or other self-employment income. If you're earning self-employment income, you're eligible for retirement accounts designed for self-employed individuals that offer much higher contribution limits than traditional IRAs. These accounts may allow you to reduce your current taxable income while building wealth for retirement. Traditional pre-tax contributions may reduce current taxable income depending on an investor's tax situation. Plus, the money grows tax-deferred or tax-free depending on the account type, allowing your wealth to compound faster. Now let's talk about the solo 401k, also called an individual 401k or self-employed 401k. A solo 401k is a retirement account designed for self-employed individuals with no employees other than a spouse. It works like a traditional 401k offered by employers, but you're both the employer and the employee, which allows you to make contributions in both capacities. This dual contribution structure allows for much higher contribution limits than traditional IRAs or SEP IRAs. Solo 401k plans generally allow significantly higher contribution limits than traditional IRAs because participants may contribute as both employee and employer, subject to IRS limits. Contribution limits are adjusted periodically by the IRS, so investors should verify current limits before making contributions. Here's how the contributions work. As the employee, you can make elective deferrals up to the IRS annual limit. This is called the elective deferral, and it can be made as traditional pre-tax contributions or Roth after-tax contributions, depending on the plan document. As the employer, you can contribute a percentage of your compensation if you're operating as an S-Corp or LLC taxed as an S-Corp, or a percentage of your net self-employment income if you're a sole proprietor or single-member LLC. The total of employee and employer contributions cannot exceed the IRS annual limit. Let me give you an example of how this might work. Let's say you have net self-employment income from property management fees. As the employee, you can make elective deferrals up to the annual limit. As the employer, you can contribute a percentage of your net self-employment income after adjusting for self-employment tax. Your total contribution would be the sum of both, subject to the overall annual limit, and traditional pre-tax contributions may be tax-deductible, depending on your situation. Actual tax savings depend on income, tax bracket, state taxes, and individual circumstances. Plus, that money grows tax-deferred until retirement. Now let's talk about the benefits of a solo 401k. Benefit 1. High contribution limits. You can contribute significantly more than a traditional IRA because of the dual employee-employer contribution structure. Benefit 2. Roth option. Roth contribution availability depends on the specific solo 401k plan document and provider. When available, you can make Roth contributions with after-tax dollars, allowing for tax-free growth and tax-free withdrawals in retirement. Benefit 3. Loan provision. Some solo 401k plans allow you to borrow from your account balance for any purpose, subject to IRS limits and plan provisions. Benefit 4. Flexibility. You can choose traditional pre-tax contributions, Roth after-tax contributions where available, or a combination. Benefit 5. Potential tax deduction. Traditional contributions may reduce your taxable income in the year you make them, depending on your tax situation. Now let's talk about the requirements and limitations. First, you must have self-employment income. This can be from property management, real estate commissions, consulting, flipping, or any other self-employment activity. Rental income from passive investments generally doesn't count as self-employment income for solo 401k purposes. Second, solo 401k eligibility can be affected by employee participation requirements, which have evolved over time. Consult a qualified retirement plan advisor regarding current eligibility rules. Third, you must establish the solo 401k by December 31st of the tax year to make employee deferrals for that year. However, employer profit-sharing contributions can be made up until your tax filing deadline, including extensions. Fourth, if your solo 401k balance exceeds certain thresholds, you may be required to file annual reports with the IRS. Now let's talk about the SEP IRA, Simplified Employee Pension IRA. A SEP IRA is another retirement account designed for self-employed individuals and small business owners. It's simpler to set up and administer than a solo 401k, but it has some limitations. With a SEP IRA, only the employer makes contributions. There are no employee deferrals. You can contribute a percentage of your compensation if you're an S-Corp employee, or a percentage of your net self-employment income if you're a sole proprietor, up to the IRS annual maximum. Contribution limits are adjusted periodically by the IRS, so investors should verify current limits before making contributions. Let me give you an example. If you have net self-employment income, you can contribute a percentage to a SEP IRA, subject to IRS limits. Traditional contributions may be tax deductible depending on your situation, and the money grows tax deferred until retirement. Now let's compare solo 401k and SEP IRA. Contribution limits. Solo 401k generally allows higher contributions because you can make both employee deferrals and employer contributions. SEP IRA only allows employer contributions. With the same level of self-employment income, you could typically contribute more to a solo 401k than to a SEP IRA. Roth option. Solo 401k may allow Roth contributions depending on the plan document. SEP IRA does not offer Roth contributions. Loan provision. Solo 401k may allow loans depending on the plan document. SEP IRA does not. Employees. Solo 401k eligibility can be affected by employee participation requirements. SEP IRA can be used if you have employees, but you must contribute the same percentage for all eligible employees. Setup and administration. SEP IRA is simpler to set up and has less administrative burden. Solo 401k requires more paperwork and may require annual filings depending on account balance. For many real estate investors with self-employment income and no employees, the solo 401k may be the better choice because of the higher contribution limits and potential Roth option. However, if you have employees or you want the simplest possible setup, a SEP IRA may be appropriate. Now let's talk about strategies to maximize these accounts. Strategy 1. Evaluate contribution opportunities every year. If you have the cash flow, consider contributing up to the allowed limits to potentially reduce taxes and build wealth. Strategy 2. Consider Roth contributions where available. If you expect to be in a higher tax bracket in retirement, or if you want tax-free growth, consider making Roth contributions to your solo 401k if your plan document allows. Strategy 3. Coordinate with your spouse. If your spouse has self-employment income, they can also establish their own solo 401k or SEP IRA, effectively increasing your household contribution capacity. Strategy 4. Time your contributions strategically. Employee deferrals must be made by December 31st, but employer contributions can be made up until your tax filing deadline, including extensions. This gives you flexibility to see your final income numbers before deciding how much to contribute. Strategy 5. Use retirement accounts to smooth income. In high-income years, consider maximizing contributions to potentially reduce taxes. In lower-income years, contribute less or skip contributions if needed. Strategy 6. Consider a backdoor Roth conversion strategy. If you have traditional IRA or 401k balances, you may be able to convert them to Roth over time, paying taxes now to enjoy tax-free growth later. Backdoor Roth strategies can be affected by existing IRA balances and other tax considerations. Strategy 7. Don't forget about spousal contributions. If your spouse doesn't have self-employment income, they may still be eligible for a spousal IRA contribution. Spousal IRA contribution limits are adjusted periodically and should be verified each year. Now let's talk about using retirement accounts to invest in real estate. This is an advanced strategy, but it's worth mentioning. You can establish a self-directed solo 401k or self-directed IRA that allows you to invest in real estate directly within the retirement account. This means you can use your retirement funds to buy rental properties, invest in syndications, or make private loans, all within a tax-advantaged account. The income and gains grow tax-deferred or tax-free, depending on whether it's a traditional or Roth account. However, self-directed retirement accounts involve additional complexity, compliance requirements, fees, and potential tax consequences. Self-directed retirement accounts have strict rules and potential pitfalls, including prohibited transaction rules, unrelated business income tax, and disqualification risks. Violating prohibited transaction rules can result in penalties and potential loss of tax advantage status. If you're interested in this strategy, work with a qualified custodian and tax advisor who specializes in self-directed retirement accounts. Now let's talk about common mistakes to avoid. Mistake 1. Not establishing the account in time. Solo 401ks must be established by December 31st to make employee deferrals for that year. Mistake 2. Contributing more than the allowed limits. Excess contributions are subject to penalties and must be corrected. Mistake 3. Not coordinating with other retirement accounts. If you have a solo 401k and you also participate in an employer's 401k, your total employee deferrals across all accounts cannot exceed the annual limit. Mistake 4. Not tracking self-employment income accurately. Your contribution limits are based on your net self-employment income, so accurate record keeping is essential. Mistake 5. Not considering the Roth option where available. If you expect higher taxes in retirement, Roth contributions may be more beneficial than traditional pre-tax contributions. Mistake 6. Not working with a qualified tax advisor. Retirement account rules are complex, and mistakes can be costly. Our approach to retirement accounts is strategic and proactive. We evaluate retirement account contributions annually as part of our broader tax and wealth-building strategy. We use a combination of traditional and Roth contributions based on our current and expected future tax situations, where plan documents allow. We coordinate contributions between spouses to maximize household savings capacity. We work with qualified tax advisors and retirement account custodians to ensure compliance and optimize our strategy. And we view retirement accounts as one component of our overall wealth-building strategy, alongside real estate investments, taxable accounts, and other assets. Let me close with this. Retirement accounts are powerful tools for real estate investors with self-employment income. Solo 401ks and SEP IRAs allow you to save significantly more than traditional IRAs, potentially reduce your current taxes, and build tax-deferred or tax-free wealth. Investors with self-employment income may benefit from evaluating whether these accounts fit their financial goals and tax strategy. If you have self-employment income from property management, consulting, commissions, or other activities, consider consulting with a qualified tax advisor to determine which account is right for you. Calculate your contribution limits and establish the account before the deadline. The potential tax savings can be substantial, and the long-term wealth-building potential is significant. Work with a qualified tax advisor to determine which account is right for you. Calculate your contribution limits and establish the account before the deadline. Tomorrow, we're talking about health savings accounts and medical expense deductions, another powerful but often overlooked tax strategy for real estate investors. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.